This is the, first of all, we all know, but an explanation too for the vestments. This is known as called Date Sunday. It's the Rose Sunday of Advent. The counterpart in Lent is Laetare Sunday, which means rejoice. Gaude means rejoice, but Gaude is source of a word of something that's gaudy. And this may look a bit gaudy, but it's a time of rejoicing.
Yeah.
And we celebrate John the Baptist coming out to preach to the people, telling them this is it. He's the last and great prophet. This is after Malachi. This is our Lord's own cousin. Who, when he was born, knew who Jesus was. Now, in Advent, we have two things going on. First of all, in the liturgy, we look for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, as it says in the call for Advent, who came in great humility. The second part of that is we wait for him to come back. And I'm not one of these doomsayers, but he said that the apostles looked up and said, is he coming back? When will he come back? They didn't even think about having follow on, they thought he would come back soon. And that was just as true then as it is true now. He may come back before I finish this next sentence. It may be 500 or 1,000 years. But we have to be ready. And this is what St. John was talking about. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I'd like to read for you, I'm sure you all read the morning office, but I think it's appropriate to hear it at this time of year. And this is from St. Luke's Gospel, the 68th verse, the first chapter, the so-called Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which had been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant. To perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, John Baptist, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people for the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet in the way of peace. The father of John Baptist was Zacharias. He went into the temple, and when the angel told him that his wife in her old age would give birth to a son, he didn't believe him, and he was struck dumb. Because he believed not the words of the archangel of the Lord. So he came out, he was a long time in the temple, and when he finally came out, he had to give him something to write on, and because he couldn't speak. But then, at the point where, when John Baptist was born, he says, give me a tablet again to write on. Well, let's call him Zacharias. He shall not be called by the name, but he shall be called John. And his lips were loosed, and he spoke these words. John the Baptist then came out to this generation of vipers, said, what came you out to see? You know, he talks about, why did you come here? And they realized that, some of them realized it was baptizing for the baptism of repentance. And we think ahead to our Lord when he came out after he had, you know, came out to be baptized, that he fulfilled the law, the same law that John Baptist was talking about. So it goes back to our Lord, you know, when they said, well, the Old Testament's gone, then the Old Testament was fulfilled by our Lord, not disannulled in any way. So we go back to the themes of Advent, his second coming. Then there are four things that are considered in Advent. Two of the first are those that we can't change. The last two are those that we have a full part in. First is death. We're born to die. We know that. The second is judgment. We will be judged. There's no changing of that fact. The last two are up to us. Heaven or hell. Today, part of the reason we're brighter colors is because we're considering the idea of heaven. And next week we sort of submerge again in the idea that if it isn't heaven, it's going to be hell. We see what's going on in the world today. We see the madness, the strife. We're lying and cheating are fine. We're get what you can. It doesn't matter who you hurt to get it. Will we subscribe to that, or will we subscribe to that which is true and holy? Be that majority, that part of that minority, that seems to be a minority, of those that will follow God and follow His precepts and His ways. Obviously, we here want to subscribe to the truth. There are few of us in number, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. What we're doing is being obedient. It's been said, I've heard a preacher some time ago, and I like God and one person are a majority. God Himself, obviously, is a majority. So we don't have to be concerned with numbers, but we have to be concerned with His faithfulness. We may never draw the crowd that the modern church draws, because we don't have what they want. We have what they need, what they desperately need. So we wear it lightly, and yet we wear it heavily. Wear it lightly so we don't brag about it, but wear it heavily where we're willing to share it with others where we can, to share the gospel. St. John the Baptist announces that the Savior is drawing nigh. That song, that hymn, that great hymn, announces that the Lord is nigh. He's coming, and He's waiting. And His people are being baptized, and suddenly this one comes, and He says, "Baptize me, John." He says, "I'm not worthy to even unloosen your shoes, much less baptize you. Nonetheless, do what is right, that was foreordained. Do this." So our Lord comes. So as we prepare for Christmas, let's remember Him at His nativity. Him that will come again. It may be before we walk out this door. It may be 500, 1,000 years. Be ready. Then we come to the idea, we have to consider death, which is certain. Judgment, which is certain. Heaven, we can choose. Hell, we can choose. Let us prepare our hearts for Christmas, and let us now worship the Lord as we draw near to His table, take the very elements which appear to be bread and wine, but they are the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. And He says, "Come and dine, for all things are ready." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.